Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For anyone who has found us on their radio at 96.9, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is taken from Psalm 118 in the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation. There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord is valiant. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, who has given us light. Lead the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed Sunday. Even though, Lord, it may be a little chilly than usual, we know, Lord, that your love is warm in our hearts this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us, letting us see the light of another day that wasn't promised to you. For those here that are hurting, those here that are sick, Lord, we pray that today would be a day of healing, Lord, a day of getting rid of the pain. Teach us, Lord, to trust in you. We give you all the praise and the glory for everything, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Marching to Zion?
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joy be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Congregation, please be seated.
Amen. We've got some, I've got an announcement here I'd like to make about Candlewood. The Candlewood, we have someone in our congregation that wishes to remain anonymous, and they have donated, given to the Candlewood Project, they've donated 50 Thanksgiving baskets. Amen. And excuse me, thank you, 60, that person wishes to remain anonymous, but we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen? Amen. Okay, next. Please be in prayer for the Whitney family. We lost Barbara Thursday night. She passed away, so please be in prayer for that family. I told them that the church stands ready to help in any way that we can. Amen? And I know you will. You always do. So please pray for them, Jim and the rest of the family. Peggy?
Hi, everybody. You notice in your bulletin that there's an insert referencing Oasis podcast. And we probably were verbally explaining how to hear the Oasis Bible studies, but I'm not sure we ever printed it out. So you could have it handy when you wanted to go to hear that podcast. And this past Wednesday, we just had an introduction by Sergio to the book of Genesis, and it was excellent. I'm so excited about this new study starting in Genesis. So please tune in and hear that, and then you can follow along whenever it's convenient, and you will be blessed. The second thing that I want to say is, how many of you like to decorate for the holidays? Anybody? Not too many hands out there. But we have an opportunity next Sunday after church to decorate our sanctuary for the Christmas holidays, and so that it'll be decorated before the first Sunday in Advent, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So if any of you can stay after church and put up a Christmas tree and some festooning on the railing and some wreaths, that would be much appreciated. And then we have that beautiful manger scene out in the lobby, too, that goes up every year. So, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus and the example he set in his life of a man who fulfilled the redemptive work that you had prepared for him to do, willingly and in the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that I may work the works of God and demonstrate a living faith that honors your holy name. I pray that I will not try to carry out dead works in my own strength, but rather that I will demonstrate a living faith using Jesus as the pattern for my Christian walk. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
We now come to the time where we're able to return to God a small portion of the bounty that he's given to each of us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come seeking your will and your guidance in all that we do. We recognize, at least at this time, that all that we have is a gift of your unfailing love. We ask, Lord, that as we return but a small portion of our bounty, that you multiply our tithes and our offerings, use them for your glory, to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
God who reigns on high, the Lord whom we adore, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God forevermore. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing.
Today's scripture lesson is James 2. 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or a sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. If you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will be strong in your power. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
May we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that your grace, I have been made live in Christ and have the Holy Spirit living within who breathed his breath of life into my dead spirit. The moment I trust Christ as my Savior, I pray that my faith may be a living faith that produces the good works that you have prepared for me to do and is not a dead, fruitless faith. I pray that others may see Christ living in me and working through me so that your name would be glorified by my life. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father, as we come today, we come seeking. We come listening. We pray, Lord, that you will open our hearts and our minds with your Holy Spirit. Help us to joyfully hear the message that Pastor Ted will deliver today. The words of the Holy Spirit. Let his words be your words, Lord. And let give him strength, give him courage to be your instrument. Help us to also be instruments for you to use. Help us to hear your word, take it to heart, and as we leave this place, deliver your message to the world. In Christ's name, amen.
It's so good to see you here this morning again. And I just want to come to remind you this morning that because of God's goodness and his mercy, we are here. Amen. Because of his love, of his grace, that he decided to give me and you one more chance. Amen. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. Before I get started preaching, I just want to say I'm so glad to see Tom. He's up and about and kicking. We thank God for him. He gave us a little bit of a scare the other day, but the Lord is good. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for him this morning. This morning, we're going to continue our series in the book of James this morning about faith and works. Faith and works. And faith without works or action is a dead faith. If you say you have faith, but you do nothing about it, there's no actions behind your faith, then it's a dead faith, and it's not good for anything. As I was studying for this, I felt like I was walking in a theological minefield, because there are some passages in here that can get pretty tricky if you're not careful. If you read James 2, then you probably know what I'm talking about. But I want you to understand this morning. If you don't get anything else, get this. Faith and works go together. Amen? If you tell me you got faith and you don't do anything, then your faith is dead. And the works that you show, and if it's done without faith, then it means nothing at all. So they go together. Amen? Just like testing and perseverance go together, and just like we talked about last week, listening and obeying, faith and works. You can't have one without the other. To be living God's best, we've got to learn to be people of action. We not only hear the word, but we respond by righteousness to the word. And there have been many preachers and theologians talk about this faith and works thing. There's one pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, said, faith without works is not faith at all, but a simple lack of obedience to God. Charles Spurgeon said, faith and works are bound up in the same bundle. And he that obeys God, he trusts God. And he that trusts God, obeys God. He that is without faith is without works. And he that is without works is without faith. And Mr. C.S. Lewis said, Regarding the debate about faith and works, it's like asking which blade in a pair of scissors is most important. So you can see those go together. So in James, you see that he makes several comparisons about faith in the scriptures. He talks about, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs. What good is that? I like to think about those that are in our midst, not in our midst, but in our community out. As they walk up and down the street, I sometimes wonder, you know, what's really going on? What can we do to help them? And I believe in all my heart, with all my heart, that's why we're here. That's why Alamo United Methodist Church has survived and will continue to survive, because we are a lighthouse for Jesus. And not just with the scripture, but also with food and clothing that we might be able to provide for them. So what good is all this great faith that you have if you don't do anything with it? You sit around and we say that we love the Lord, but we never show, we never do anything. We never talk to that neighbor. I wonder this morning, how many of you know your neighbors? I may have asked that question before. Amen. You know, some folks can live by them for 50 years and never know each other. Isn't that something? We lived in a rural community before we moved here, and we lived sometimes, I don't know, 15, sometimes 20 miles apart. Maybe not quite that long, but we knew each other in that particular neighborhood, because when something went wrong, there was a storm or something, we could all depend on each other, and we could all band together. When Tessie's dad, he was a hog farmer, when in the winter he killed hogs, he killed enough hogs for everybody. Amen. Of course, y'all don't know nothing about killing hogs. I'm sure you never done that, but a long time ago, that's how they ate. Amen. That's how they ate, and they provided things. When he had a garden, that garden provided everything for that whole community. He planted it. There was peas and greens and corn enough for everybody. And that was showing their faith by what they did. What can Alamo do to show that we truly, truly are people of God? What can we do to say, okay, Lord, we're here, and we want to be able to show something for ourselves? All you need to do is just step outside that door. Amen? All you need to do is, when you go to work, just look around. All you need to do is, when you go to the market or you go to the store or wherever you go, look around. There's a chance for you to put your faith in action. And James says, show me your faith without any deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Oh, folks, we've got to show God that we really are his children. You know, sometimes I think this disaffiliation business is a big old test for the Christian. Amen. I think the Lord is trying to say, okay, who's going to stay with me? Who's going to stay on the horse and keep going? Who's going to keep serving the Lord, and who's going to keep serving? And, you know, maybe he wants to see just how much faith we really have, you know. And another thing which really kind of didn't shock me, but it kind of startled me, says in verse 19, you believe that there is one God. And we all do that, amen? But he goes on to say, good, but even the demons believe that, and they do what? And they shudder. Thank you. They believe that there's a God, but they shudder. They believe that there's a God, but they don't really know the Lord. Amen? You see, we can talk about it, but it comes down to this. Do you really know the Lord? Because if you know him, oh boy, if you know him, then you have fruits. Amen? The fruits of St. Paul. the fruits of Alamo. St. Paul was my last charge. Sorry. I used to preach like this the same way to them. The fruits of Alamo are this, that we go about this community doing what the Lord wants us to do. Amen? You know, and we're not concerned about anything else, but standing up for the Lord and showing ourselves that we, Lord, we belong to you. We belong to you, and we want to do what you want us to do. It's so easy to be pious, and I see little halos hanging over everybody's head in here. You're all so wonderful, and you're just looking good. But I wonder if we could see what's really going on when you leave church. Amen? Can we see what's going on when you get out in town or when you get out in work? You know, I like to think that, you know, I sometimes when I'm coming to church, we got to cross that railroad track, and I tell you, nothing can put me in a rotten mood more than anything than that blankety-blank, blankety-blank train that comes through. And that really tests you, doesn't it? But you know what, folks? We got to be Christians even then when things don't go right for us. Amen? Faith without works is dead. Now, what kind of works are we supposed to be doing? The Bible tells that we are known by our fruits. Amen? Listen to me. You don't have to look real close to a person, you know, and sometimes we try to judge a person by what they drive or what they wear. What kind of books they read. But the Lord, he looks in here. He looks in your heart. He wants to know what's in your heart. He wants to know what you're really about. And he wants to see those fruits. Jesus said, if you abide in me, I will abide. If you abide in me, I will abide in you. It's all about us abiding in fruit, in Jesus, and bearing good fruit. We're not to be judgmental. But someone says Christians ought to be good fruit inspectors. Amen? We ought to be able to see the fruit that a Christian is producing. I wonder this morning, what kind of fruit are you producing this morning? Are you producing fruit that's good, that the Lord will be happy with? Are you practicing the faith that he's given you by doing the works that you want to do, that he wants you to do? Or are we just, as we used to say in the Army, are we just marking time, you know? We want to be active for the Lord. And oh my goodness, folks, we have a chance to make a big difference right here at 4071 Foster Road for this community, amen? Not for us, but for Jesus, amen? It's not about us. Keep your eye off of us. Keep your eye on Jesus this morning. So I want to close by saying this. Work, work, work. But remember, that faith that you have produces that work. Amen? That faith that you have produces that work. Have that faith. But don't just have faith that says, okay, well, I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. Show something for that faith. Go out and do something for the Lord. If you want a chance to do something for the Lord here, you just come see me. I guarantee you, I can find us something to do for the Lord right here at Alamo. Amen? Amen. God bless you this morning. Let us now prepare for communion. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. And we have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I just want to add this. I want you to remember that to feast at the Lord's table, things must be right between you and the Lord. If there's something that's not right, I would invite you to come to the altar and repent of it and get it out of the way. so that you may be able to take communion without any hope of any problems with the Lord. Amen? The Lord wants his children to be right when they feast at his table. So if there's something that you're holding in your heart, sin, you ought to confess it at this time. Amen? Let us all pray in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Went out of order just a little bit with the hymn. We're going to go ahead and have the hymn of invitation right now. So the altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
Please stand. Sweet hour of prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour. and off escape the tempter's snare. By the return, sweet sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for the sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord. Oh, Lord, how you blessed us today. You looked over all our little problems and issues, and yet you still bless us, Lord. Even when we were unfaithful, even when our faith was dead without works, Lord, you continue to bless us. We thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we lift those up this morning who are sick. We lift up Miss Berryman. We ask, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord, as she continues, Lord, to give her peace and comfort, Lord, that she may understand that you're with her, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jim and Linda. Oh, Lord, you know what they're going through. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless Linda. Give her the strength and the courage to keep going. We ask, Lord, that you would bless this congregation, Lord, in a very special way. Help them, Lord, to understand that we belong to you and you belong to us. And no matter what happens, Lord, whatever happens we cross denominational lines, we know that you love us, and we stand on that. Lead, guide, and direct this church, Lord, as only you can. Help me be the pastor I ought to be, Lord. Help me, Lord, to love everyone the same, to treat them all the same as you would, Lord. And help me always to remember that I am accountable to you in all that I do. Thank you for them, Lord. And we ask that you would bless them and give them, Lord, the things they need to do the work that they need to do. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Because we have already used the Lord's Prayer in the service earlier, I will read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. You will say in that day, I give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my might. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Let this be known in all the earth. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. But as we depart from here today, watch out for the traffic, which can be dangerous. Remember all those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And let us all pray for our church. Alamo Church is a good and serving church and not really confused on where they stand. But the church universal, there are some that have problems. Let us keep them in our prayers. And it is beautiful keeping our table set in the event someone comes in a bit late. We are ready to serve them. Let us be friendly and be safe and join again here next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will bring us. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Randy, real quick, I forgot. I won't be with you next Sunday. We won't be here Sunday, and Tom will be bringing the message. So I want you to come out and hear the message that the Lord has given Tom to preach. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Will you stand for our closing hymn, For the Bread Which You Have Broken?
For the bread which you have broken, for the wine which you have poured, for the words which you have spoken, now we give you thanks, O Lord. By this pledge that